This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 14, the Remembering God. Our scripture today comes from Philippians chapter 2. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. So then welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me. In some parts of the letters in the New Testament, we find clear reminders that we are reading someone else's mail. If you are cleaning out your grandmother's house after her death and you find a shoebox full of letters, you might read passing references to Uncle Harry's difficulties or how Cousin Louisa hit it big, but you may not know much about either person, and you may never know what difficulties or successes they had. There's a story behind Paul's references to Epaphroditus, and the Philippians knew what Paul was talking about, but we don't. In the Bible, this man, Epaphroditus, is mentioned only in Philippians. It sounds like Paul had him hand-deliver this very letter to the church in Philippi. It also appears that Epaphroditus had brought Paul a gift from Philippi, and that he nearly worked himself to death for the cause of the gospel. More than that, we do not know. But in some ways, we can think of Epaphroditus as a stand-in for us all. We all have stories. We may even have done devoted work for God. No, we're not famous. Few people will remember our names after we are gone. But God knows each of us by name. God remembers. God honors us for the service we have done for his kingdom, and that is more than a little encouragement for us all. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, that in your sovereign knowledge, you see and notice everybody, even as you have already written our names into your book of life. In Christ we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.